A little boy, a boy of 10, lay sick in his home in Washington. His name was Tom, but they called him Tad, and he would only take medicine from his father. Only take medicine from his father, who was to make a speech the next day in a place a half day's ride away by train, and the speech that he was to deliver not yet fully written. The father of the little boy said he must go, but his wife, the boy's mother, scolded and said no, he should not go. But the father went, riding in a train that rocked and shook so he could not write and pen the words to the speech that he must make. Finally, the train arrived at its destination, and the man and his party went to the home of his host for the night. And it was there that he put the finishing touches to his words, put them on paper with pen and needing only two sheets from beginning to end. Then the next day, he mounted a horse, a small bay, and his long legs dangled almost to the ground. And he rode along with the large procession from the house where he had passed the night to the speaker's platform that was much too small, and where he sat for many long hours, because he was not the only speaker, nor even the main speaker, and the man who spoke before him did so for two interminable hours. But then it was President Abraham Lincoln's turn to speak on that day just 100 years ago this week, on November 19th, 1863, and he spoke only 270 words, the Gettysburg Address. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It's altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.